Community host boosts engagement and retention. And she also gets paid for it, of course. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. In this week's first $1,000 story, you're going to learn how a personal touch with organized virtual events enabled one community manager to surpass this $1,000 mark while fostering a supportive space for solopreneurs. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the story of Ariel. She had an idea. Well, she has been hosting online events. She's all about building community, responding to comments, getting people talking about different topics and so on. And she turns this into a business. She was an administrative assistant, and then she decided to kind of strike out on her own with this side hustle. And she goes on to earn a lot more than $1,000. But in this feature, we focus on how someone goes from idea to income, how they in fact get going. So without further ado, let's let Ariel tell us the story. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
I'm Lena, and my side hustle revolves around hosting an online community for aspiring entrepreneurs. Before this, I worked as an administrative assistant at a startup accelerator, where I watched how founders thrived when they had constant peer support. But I also saw how easily they felt isolated once a program ended. Around that time, a friend asked if I could help manage an online membership group she was starting for solopreneurs. The pay was low, but I jumped in, excited by the prospect of helping people feel more connected. I was invited to moderate a Slack community, welcome new members, and handle basic customer support like lost passwords or billing questions for the monthly membership. I also hosted weekly virtual check-ins where folks shared progress updates and asked for feedback. Since the community had fewer than 30 people at first, it felt manageable. But soon, more entrepreneurs joined through word of mouth. I quickly found myself organizing live workshops, coordinating guest speakers, and even mediating occasional disagreements in the chat. Every time a new member joined, I messaged them personally. Hey, I'm Lena. Let me know if you need any help getting acquainted with our space. That personal touch boosted engagement, and folks started posting more often, celebrating wins, venting about failures, or asking for input on branding decisions. The energy started to build. I kept track of popular discussion topics and lightly nudged quieter members to participate in open calls. My friend who owned the community noticed how monthly retention improved once I got involved. My pay structure was a flat monthly fee, plus a modest bonus each time we hit a new member milestone. When the group reached about 150 active members, my combined monthly income surpassed $1,000. It didn't happen overnight. It took outreach, well-run events, and a calm, supportive tone in daily interactions. Whenever I saw an influx of new subscribers, usually after a webinar or workshop, I'd ramp up the welcome messages and schedule additional virtual calls to keep the momentum going. As membership swelled, so did my responsibilities. I began hosting structured pitch feedback sessions where entrepreneurs could test drive elevator pitches in front of a friendly audience. I also stepped up the community's email campaigns, sending out weekly digests highlighting trending conversations and upcoming events. Members liked having a snapshot of what they might have missed, and it gave them more reasons to log back in. This work often feels like I'm throwing a party, making sure everyone's talking and having a good time. I remember hitting that first $1,000 and thinking, I'm basically getting paid to be a community cheerleader. And now, facilitating calls, handling membership queries, and making sure entrepreneurs stay engaged has become a solid side income. It's proof that a personal touch and a good ear can go a long way in the digital world.
So I think the value add here for this service is understanding that everybody involved with the community, both the community members as well as the community owners or like whoever's kind of putting that whole thing together, they all have certain needs. They all want to be heard. They all want to be encouraged. With the community owners, they want to keep people around. They want to focus on retention. And then the community members, of course, want to feel engaged and valued. So Ariel has combined her people and community skills with her tech skills to create this side hustle. Remember, there's something that you can do as well. There's probably a lot of things you can do, in fact. And the whole point of this podcast is to encourage you to take action on an idea, take action, move forward positively, So I hope you'll do that today. At least one small step to get closer to a goal you believe in. Much more is coming up every single day. A new episode here, always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.